and a jacket, green jacket sometimes.
That's all I can remember seeing him.
Do you remember whether he, other than that card that you mentioned from the gun place, do you remember him receiving any mail?
Some magazines.
You know what kind of magazines?
Bodybuilding, I think they were. Bodybuilding or something.
Anything else besides a bodybuilding magazine?
That's all I can remember.
But no regular mail, no letters?
No.
Do you ever hear him mentioned as someone named Lou?
No.
The day he moved, he decided to take the apartment and you sat around, I guess you sat and had some coffee and he signed the lease? Or was it a month-to-month basis?
It was on a month-to-month basis.
But when he gave you the $200 security, was that cash or a check?
I think it was a check.
Then did he pay his rent by check?
I think, as I remember, he did, yes.
And what did he pay, once a month?
Yes.
So that during the time he was there, he gave you a couple of checks?
Right.
And no trouble with the checks at the bank?
No.
Do you recall whether they were drawn on a local bank or a city bank?
I really don't. Mm-hmm. I don't recall.
But he was an ideal tenant until the night this thing arose.
Yeah.
When he ran back in the house after going out at 4 a.m, your son seeing him pace up and down, he ran back in again. Did he go in through the front door or did he have a side entrance?
He came in through the side entrance. That was the entrance he uses.
Mm-hmm.
And you come in the side entrance, you walk right up to the third floor. You don't go through...
I see.
In a living quarters.
And then he came back down again within a few minutes carrying a can of beer?
Yeah.
And did he drive away at that point?
He drove away, yeah. He drove away. And he didn't come back. As far as I know, he didn't come back till the next day.
And then, so in other words, he left like around 4 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday and he didn't come back until sometime on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And as far as you know, he came and went in his car.
Right. Well, I know he went in the car because he left in a hurry.
Mm-hmm. Now, when you said your house is set pretty far back.
Yes.
Now, when he came with the other individual to move his stuff out, did he bring the car up the driveway or did he leave it out in front?
I really don't know. As far as I know, he didn't bring the car in the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
I don't ever remember seeing it in the driveway because I'm particular that they don't use the driveway.
Now, you say, you know, it was a pretty large Foot Locker or chest. You don't know how they got it away, though, because you mentioned the Volkswagen Bug, which got a pretty small trunk, I'm sure you know.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what he used to take that away, do you?
No, unless it was his car.
Well, you said the car was the Volkswagen.
Well, yeah, I don't know. Unless this person had a car, maybe, and they put it in his... I really don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Maybe the thing that was holding his clothes, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember seeing him with a suitcase or anything, and the apartment is furnished.
Right.
So he had no reason to be bringing furniture in and out.
And when he first moved in, you don't recall him carrying anything into the house, suitcases or anything of that nature?
No. No, I know that I was... I went about my business. My husband was taking care of him, and I don't know... He doesn't remember either.
And I'm sure you discussed it with your son.
Yes, yes.
And he can't, he's also not sure whether there was a Volkswagen. He believes there was, but he can't be definite about it.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
We discussed it, and it seems it's a funny thing, but you think that you would have noticed. But since he came up with the same thing as I did, I said, I think it was a yellow Volkswagen. And he thought it was the same thing, and we decided that that's probably what it was.
It was a Volkswagen.
Yeah.
Now, when he was arrested, and you had mentioned earlier, you had heard that he had a Ford, a yellow Ford. There's no way you're going to confuse a Ford with a Volkswagen, is there?
No, I discussed this with Mr. Carr on the phone, and he said that he'd gotten the license plates of a Ford.
Right.
And
you know,
I said, well, as far as I remember, it was a yellow Volkswagen he had when he lived with me. But he could have changed it, I said.
Sure.
And I let it go. But it was, you know, something that he seemed to stop and consider.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why.
Let me ask you this. I know you were very careful with Berkowitz. Your husband went down to the Bronx, the Barnes Avenue address, to check with the super to find out about, you know, what kind of tenant he was. And you checked where he worked to make sure he was, that he was working there. Did anyone ever write down that license plate number on the lease or on a piece of paper?
No, we didn't.
Never thought of doing that to make sure that...
Never thought, that's right, we didn't, but he gave me the lease to look over.
Uh-huh.
And I give it back to him.
Mm-hmm.
And we didn't go that far as to... And I'm surprised because usually my husband checks out the cars first.
Yeah, that's why I asked that question, because he was so careful.
He is so particular that he will go out when I'm talking to somebody that applied for the place, and he'll look at the car, he'll look the cars over. But this one, we don't remember.
Hmm.
We just don't remember.
Let me ask you, as far as out in front of your house, is parking permitted all the time?
Yes.
In other words, he wouldn't have gotten a ticket out there for overnight parking or anything like that?
No. That's why I don't allow them to park in the driveway, because...
They can park out in the street?
They can park on the street.
I see. And you're sure you've discussed with your husband about the license plate, that he never did write it down by chance?
That's right.
And the best of your recollection, though, it was a bug.
That's right.
Did you think perhaps during that period of time any photographs were ever taken of either you or your husband that might include, you know, in the background a picture of the car? Have you ever looked through your photographs?
No, I don't think so.
You know, sometimes you take a picture of a couple of people standing in front of a house and you don't realize that out in the street there's a car and you might catch a little glimpse of it.
No, I don't think so. It was just a short time and he wasn't there. You know, he would come in probably...
Well, you know, like on a Saturday or a Sunday, a nice Saturday or Sunday.
I don't remember any of that.
No pictures ever taken. Would you do me a favor and ask your son and ask your husband?
Yes, we'll keep it in mind. Yeah.
That perhaps someone took a picture of one of the members of the family and it happened to catch a picture of the Volkswagen.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's something to think about, yes.
I mean, one other thing. The Volkswagen... Do you recall whether it had New York license plates or out-of-state plates?
Well, I wouldn't recall. No, I don't recall.
Yeah, I bet your son would.
No,
you don't think
he
so?
Wouldn't, because he doesn't remember the car any more than I do.
Oh, I see. Yeah. No, you know, sometimes you see an out-of-state plate in front of the house and you think for a second, gee, I wonder what that car's doing there. Do you remember whether the car was in good shape?
Well, as I remember, it was just an average-looking car that was taken average care of.
Did it have any bumper stickers on it that you might remember?
Not that I remember, no.
Nothing like that.
Mm-mm.
And again, I had mentioned about the Citizens Band radio. You don't recall seeing a long antenna on it?
No. don't.
There's something sticking up above the roof. Nothing like that. Okay, then. Well, I really appreciate all your time.
Okay.
And if you would, you please ask your son and your husband about those pictures.
Yes.
And also, if they have any recollection about whether they're New York license plates or out of state, and whether it had a CB, a citizen's band antenna on it.
Yes.
And I'll give you my phone number. Could you take it down in case you have anything you'd like to speak to me about?
What is your name?
Mr. Leifer. L-E-I-F-E-R.
L-E-I-F-E-R.
Right. And my phone number is
212-520-2098. 2098.
Right.
Okay.
And I really appreciate you talking to me.
Okay, I hope it'll help you.
Okay, I hope so too. And if you, I would appreciate if you check with the family about the license plate and the radio and whether or not anyone took any pictures.
Okay, I will. I will list.
Thanks a lot.
Okay.
Right. Bye-bye.
Bye.